Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Let's roast!
Mark's family is loaded, and so are all the girls Mark drugs before raping.
Let's cut the obvious. Caesar, you share your name with a salad, a casino, and a man that abandoned you and your family.
Mark is from Boston, so he hated the Yankees. And by Yankees, I mean all the hand jobs he was forced to give his uncle.
Roast Battle. This is a podcast. I'm Brian Moses. Coach.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I'm excited. I'm not your uncle. I'm not your father, but I'm proud to be your friend.
Yeah.
A lot of big things are happening, man. I'm really appreciative of you. But it's Nigga Talk Day. We got Jack Knight in the building.
Hey.
Jack Knight.
Hey.
Netflix 15, Comedy Central, touring around the world.
He's very famous.
You got an STD yet, Jack?
I before I got popping.
Yeah?
I got it before I got popping.
Oh, nigga, that's
now I can sense when a bitch got something.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
You gotta lift their toilet seat, like, mm-hmm. and then look on the rim of underneath.
Yeah.
And that means like they've been peeing so hard that it should be ricocheting back to the bottom of the toilet seat. And the reason they peeing hard is cause shit hurt because they got the clap.
Wow.
The clap is coming back, huh?
The clap is clapping up, boy.
Mm. Right. Bro, you gotta wear condoms. I don't know why people aren't doing that in this city, especially.
Also, watch Big Mouth. I feel like I'm obligated to say that.
Yeah. Jackson.
What's Big Mouth?
Actor man? And a writer on Big Mouth.
What's Big Mouth?
Big Mouth on Netflix. Is a television show on Netflix about kids going through puberty with their monsters. It's all nice. I think it's the new
animated
Simpsons
series.
There you go.
I'm very proud to be working on it.
Yeah, what are you doing on it, Jack?
I write. I do a voice. I play a nigga who fucks bitches. That's literally what the role is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's dope.
Like, Nick was like, hey, we need to give you a role. I was like, all right, can I get bitches? He's like, yeah. And I was like, cool.
All right, there we go. So y'all gotta watch that.
Is that your career? Can I get bitches? Everybody's like, yeah, Jack, why not?
Why not? Cool. Yeah, whatever, yeah, sure.
You can rock with us, why not?
Yeah, how do you feel, man?
I'm good, I'm out here.
Emmy nominated.
Grammy nominated.
Grammy nominated.
Bro, that's what everybody wants. That's crazy, Coach.
Hey.
Did you know?
Well, I mean, what do you mean that I know?
I'm just saying. This early, you know?
Bro, he has a black and mild in his mouth right now.
Bro, yeah, he's so cool lately.
Coach, she got somber on her ass.
I'm trying to fight through it.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel it.
I'm going to wake up.
Yeah. It's Jack Knight
Day. We'll get to some nigga talking. We'll get you excited, boy.
Yeah, we got Jack Arillo. Jack actually was the wild one in the All Nigga Way when they first started.
Y'all wrote a book. Already for some reason, but y'all wrote a book, and I was so
that's right, bro.
Someone wrote a book, I guess,
there you go.
And they showed me
Capture the
book,
the magic.
And y'all put me and Garrick and Jamar and Keith in it as the original wave, and I was just like, man, shouts out to y'all. Y'all could just let me
You put everybody in shit, Rose in there, shit.
Yeah. Oh man, y'all would stand above me and spit his fucking nigger lips out, and oh, it was a good time.
It was a great time. Bro, it was great. I mean, Jack crowd surfed. Like, people don't even talk about it. Jack was Jesus Knight on the cross and crowd surfed. I mean, some of the illest bits that the Wave had were the Keith, Luke Schwartz,
the best
Valentino
one,
days.
The best one I remember is when...
Quinta Brunson. I mean, that's crazy.
Quinta was a part of it. There were some popping motherfuckers.
Bruh.
When we did the Twin Tower one.
Yes, you were the first to do it.
Yeah, we were the first to do the Twin Tower bit.
People don't know about Jack Knight.
And then niggas started bringing in banana costumes and whipped cream, and I was like, I'm out.
No, you weren't even out. It was your manager who emailed us and said, like, hey, he doesn't want to be associated with
you. Yeah, no, I didn't know how to quit.
So you told your manager?
I told all y'all, like a little bitch.
No, we hated
that. Oh, okay.
Bro, I didn't know how to...
It was so funny to me. I didn't know how to properly quit. You just talk to us. Like, we're...
No, it wasn't you that I was nervous about. It was Jeff.
Oh, I hear that.
Yeah,
I hear that.
Jeff is really, he stares you in the eye.
Yeah, he's
good. He talks to you right in your eye. I'm just like, I'm going to say yes to whatever you're telling me.
Oh, okay. I get
it. But Brian, I'll be like, nigga, I'm not doing it. He'd be like, whatever, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I got you. I got
like, Chris from Path, bro. Come on.
Yeah. It would have been like, Jeff would hit me with, do you understand what the booze
is? Oh, I love it. I love it.
Like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I just want to go.
Well, that's called being an adult standing up, but you and I both have that problem.
I know it's late, but there's two battles left, and they're
both going to be good. I'm excited.
They're both great fucking battles. So let's light this room up right now.
Oh, we're gonna have fun. Battle!
Fuck yeah!
All right.
Battle!
Hey! All right, this dude coming to the stage. His biggest claim to fame is he's got the biggest dick in this room. Make a love for Zach Stein! Zach, why are you battling Dan Nolan? He fucking wrecks everybody.
Man, I wanted to for a while, honestly, man. He's like one of my best friends. Great battler, and just a horrible person. Easy to write jokes about.
This guy is a horrible person, but we love him so much. He's a recovering heroin addict.
That's okay.
That's all he's got. Make a laugh for Dan Nolan. You're battling this piece of shit. Why are you doing this to him?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. He's just he's got a huge cock. I don't trust him. You know, what's he trying to overcompensate for, you know?
Fire Squad, who do you like least in this one?
Dan looks like he just threatened Stormy Daniels in a parking lot. What kind of fucking gas station attendant are you dressed as?
You guys,
what?
Oh, sorry. You guys look like a Russian nesting doll of the same shitty person. Like, inside Zach, there's another even more mediocre white child.
Oh. Dan, you could look like Zach if Zach was Zach.
Y'all look like an SVU episode. Like, you the little brother, he's the older brother, but y'all killed the person together.
You look like...
I got on glasses.
You look like the only two unprivileged white dudes.
You guys look like you have ITT tech head school shooters.
This guy's a recovering heroin addict.
This guy.
He gets to battle him if he kept doing heroin. Yeah. I'm excited about for the guy with the cast, but just remember, roast battle, you'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, man.
Keep going.
We have a battle to get to. Is this five jokes or three jokes?
Three.
Thank God. All right. Hey, who's going first? Zach or Dan?
Dan or Zach? I'll go first.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Are you ready for this? Yeah. I fucking hope so. Let's roast!
Zach is an alcoholic who loves prostitutes. His liver's so damaged, he offered it $60 to suck his cock.
And Dan wouldn't because it's black. Dan spent 6 months in jail and was never raped, but he was fucked in the ass.
That's a smooth right? You know, women have a hard time walking after Zach fucks them. Not because of his huge cock, but because of the heavy dose of date rape drugs.
Also, I like break their toes with a hammer. But... Am I endearing? No. Dan keeps a list of the women he's fucked. Seems silly when the FBI already has a missing persons list.
And your mom's not missing.
I actually don't know my biological mom.
Zach told me it's his dream to make money doing something he loves, so I offered him $60 to suck my cock.
Dan's impregnated two women, resulting in the only two abortions sanctioned by Christianity.
What? Zach Stein! Dan Nolan! Incredible. Wow. You heard the wave. Myers Squad, who do we like?
First of all, give it up for Dan and Zach. That was hilarious.
Dan? Not Dan?
I don't even know, man. I stopped about three jokes in. I think I stopped judging and just started laughing because it was such a funny battle. Who here was paying attention?
I did love a couple of things. I love that when you did the joke about paying someone to suck your dick, the whole room just went, "You don't have $60." What, in nickels? I also like that halfway through, Zach gave up on writing jokes and was just trying to make himself likable. He's like, "I hurt my foot. I don't know my mom. I got good grades. Will someone adopt me if I lose?" You guys were fucking great. I think I would edge it to Zach barely, but I think you guys were both fucking incredible.
It was an amazing fucking battle, dude. It was so many great. I like the flip back to the mom joke because you hit him so fucking hard, but then he turned it around against your mom, and then you really don't know your mom. So it was great. It was a great payoff because you happened to be an actual loser, so it all worked out.
Wait, did you just say he's a loser because he was adopted?
To be clear, I had a surrogate mother. I was paid a lot for.
But no, it was fucking dope. And then at some point, you just started doing a set, and that was amazing. You did a good like 30 seconds of just hard material, and I was like, "All right, this nigga just funny on his own too. That's dope." This is very hard.
We could do another joke.
If they have it.
We're having fun. Jack's falling asleep.
Jack's fine.
I'll pick. It feels like I should pick. I'm gonna make it difficult, and okay. I'm gonna go with my man who looks like he murders people in a mechanic shop.
Which
Zach?
That's specific. Yeah.
It was a great battle, but some of your best moments for both of you was the retorts back and forth. But you also had great jokes. If the crowd wants to see one more joke, these are two good roasters. Yeah. Be fun to see one more joke. Sudden death. Let's fucking light this roast battle up right now.
He went first last time, so it's on you. Last joke. Let's roast!
Dan is such an autistic faggot. That's it. No. Seriously, though, after he sucks his dick, he'll give you an accurate sperm count.
Zach's parents paid a surrogate to give birth to him, so I guess only one of us has been inside of his mother.
That was super fun. Yeah. That was super fun. Dan kind of went back to the mom well a few
times. Of course you go back to the mom. She got that bomb pussy.
Still tight.
And he doesn't even know his mom, so I don't think that joke really stings Zach at all.
Oh, you fucked the mom I know. My adopted mother.
Yeah. Wait, is that real? You really do that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, don't... She misses you. Don't lie about that.
What?
Sam, what do you think?
I'm switching after the... I'm going... My man with the accurate sperm count shit. That was great, man. He did all that with his toes out. That's amazing. He's doing it.
Yeah, I'm with that. I think Zach edged it out. I kind of want to fuck your dad just because I feel like he seems left out of all of this. Throw your dad some dick. But yeah, the autism sperm count is fucking great. Zach wins.
Right, I was a big fan of this battle going to overtime, and that there's a logistical problem with the joke that Dan made, and that's that he's talking about fucking the surrogate mom, then he was inside of that mom, and at some point, the biological mom, if she had a surrogate, then her egg was also inside of the mom, which was him at some point, so they were both inside of the mom, so there's actually a full joke failure there, and he was inside of both moms at some point, so he wins, white shirt wins.
You just let Tony Matthew joke, nigga. Tony, you explaining that sounded like a sci-fi reboot of the Brady Bunch. Like,
I'm a.
Hey, you heard Rain Man.
Sure. I'm a late '80s surrogate baby, so my dad just fucked that lady. But
wow.
Yeah.
Still inside.
Is it?
This was one of the most
Jamar Ball. What was that?
This was one of the most honest battles I've seen in a long time.
Alright.
One more joke.
Now, audience, who do you like? Do you like Dan Nolan? You should. Remember the first three jokes he had? That last one was good too. Zach Stein. Big dick, big win, Zach Stein! That's right.
So what else, man? We gotta talk about black battlers before we get too far.
Exactly. Let's do it.
Black battlers can't win in a rose battle, allegedly. I personally think that the black rose battles, the battlers, 90% of them are just lazy. But people seem to think that it's too
technique.
Hard.
You think it's technique? It's technique, and the audience loves viciousness. And so what niggas are good at is lunchroom battle royale. Everybody
roast me.
Yeah, and that's amazing. Them niggas are.
What's
the big dude?
Yeah, you talking about
Craig?
No.
Craig. It's an art to Craig.
No, Craig is the funniest.
Luke. David Lucas.
Oh, David Lucas is great.
But I feel like David Lucas can do regular roast. David Lucas.
He does.
David Lucas got a pin on him. That nigga Craig is just one of the greatest thinkers that we have doing comedy.
Right. Just, okay.
He pulls.
Shout out
you
Craig,
like,
bro.
You look like a flamingo late on his child support.
What? What?
Yeah.
How'd you even do that?
I've seen that work in a roast battle when it's done right.
But like,
Lucas did that a few times.
The problem isn't with the black battlers. The problem is with the fans themselves of roast battling. And it's not.
Oh, he's blaming
just,
the audience. I like
not,
that.
I'm not saying it's their fault. I am saying it's the fault for not being as culturally. Black people always have to learn white shit to get money.
Exactly.
White people don't have to learn black shit to get money.
Uh-uh.
So there's no need for
they
them
just
to
pick and choose what they want.
So when David Lucas comes in and makes a woo joke or makes a motherfucking you look like Tyler Perry character, this, that, and the third, and they don't know, and I'm cracking up, and Moses cracking up, David loses. Because white people don't
They'll get the reference.
Yeah, white people don't for lucrative reasons need to learn black culture.
Okay.
Until it's cool. Then they can kind of half ass do the dance and still get the bag.
Okay.
Whereas black people, I have to know Love Actually.
Okay.
There ain't no need for me to have to know Love Actually, but I know David Duchovny.
Okay.
I don't need to know these niggas, but I have to sit in Big Mouth. I write for a white show, a Jewish white show.
Yeah.
I got to go home every single day. I have a little pad on my desk, and they just make references I don't know. And I have to go home and look them up. And look up all these movies and look up all these things just to be able to keep up and stay in.
How fucking
my job,
fun is that?
Keep my fucking job.
You said what?
I said, how fun is that?
To keep my fucking job, I have to understand every reference these 40-year-old Jews be making.
All right.
But there's never going to be a world where white people have to understand why the fuck I'm referencing Static Shock. They don't have to do that.
Unless they work for Wild Note. Yeah.
And then that's not a check.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I've been saying, and we talk about this shit all the time, actually. Nigga, fuck that. We was decent mayor before them. About how it's the majority. Like, I'm not going to write for 20% of the nation. That's only 20% of the money. I'll write for 70% of the nation because that's 70% of the money.
But and then you can, you can look,
like there's niche audiences, but it's like still white people are going to those movies. You know what I mean? If I took all the black money in America,
I guess you got your Mount Rushmore, right? Of what entertainment looks like. And to me, the greatest niggas to ever do it are like the 50 Cent. Like, I remember I was working at McDonald's and seeing
Bow. Is it the rapper?
Yeah. No, listen, this is a true story.
That's not Rushmore.
Of this.
Of comedy?
Not comedy.
Show business.
I'm just saying, but this is in the same genre. Like, I remember I was in Simi Valley. Simi Valley is so white, they're the ones who actually...
The Rodney King guys.
They're the one who found the cops not guilty. This white lady comes in and was playing deep cuts to the 50 Cent album. I'm like, oh yeah, look how much he sold. 50 Cent was the most authentic gangster rapper I've ever seen, but somehow got white sugar moms to connect. To me, that's like, oh, that's art. Like, to me, it's easy to be like, I'm going to make some gangster shit for 20% of the world. I'm like, get 20% of the world to ride with you, and then get the soccer mom to ride with you, and then I'll throw my hat off. I feel like Jay-Z's done that, Rock's done that, and some of these guys have done that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can turn the taste. Yeah.
You can do that with comedy.
I think it's definitely done with
Patrice.
Comedy. Absolutely. Too bad he didn't get a better look, but absolutely.
He did. He's the guy that you were just talking about.
Yeah, but
he's the guy who didn't want to play the game. I mean, not play the game, but he's the guy who run into ComedyCentral.com motherfucking meeting and then throw his dick on a table and they'd be like, why you do that? He's like, my dick is big. And it's just like, that's funny. But now, what do we do?
Yeah. I'm always trying to figure out, like, how can you please the most people? And not in a sellout way. Not in a,
And that's the game, baby.
Yeah, not in a sellout way, but like, how can we touch the most people?
That's way too big for this room. All right, let's get to this next battle. Woo! I think we're scared. All right, hey, this guy's on his third fucking battle in 3 weeks. Make it loud for the very funny Mr. David Lucas. Shit. Dave, what up, man?
What it do, man?
People are afraid of you, shit. You're battling Jacob Trimmer. Why Jacob?
I'm from the South, so I like to battle rednecks. I like to battle motherfuckers that look like they voted for Trump. You know what
shit. Well, this guy's Jewish, but looks nothing like that. Make a laugh for Jacob Trimmer, everybody. Why are you battling David Lucas, man? Everybody's afraid of this motherfucker.
Who doesn't want to see a battle between the inside and outside of a Cadbury egg? Oh,
delicious. That's out of season. That joke is really out of season. Saudi Prince, what do you like in this battle?
I can't honestly like either one. I mean, you have American History XXL going up against...
Classic. That's a classic American History XXL.
Going up against heavy double Ds. So...
Yes. Kimbo extra slices. Yes, I get that. Yeah. All right. All nigga wave. Who do you like in this one? Good answer. Strong answer. Fire Squad, who do you like?
I mean, this is wonderful. It's proof that diabetes does not discriminate.
Thank you, diabetes.
Big mama, again, I always wanted to see Fat Albert battle one of his animators.
Hey! Golden Pony, what up, baby?
Oh, shit. No, this is. I love both these guys. I'm fucking excited. Let's
I'm excited
fucking
too.
Bring it on,
Jeff. What do you like?
Well, I mean, David, this is your third week in a row battling. Anytime somebody does that, that really shows that they're in a zone right now. I feel like that might be. I feel like you're gonna have to win decisively to beat a guy who's battled 3 weeks in a row. So this should be a bloodbath. I'm psyched about this one.
Fuck yeah. All right, it's one round, three jokes. Gentlemen, who wants to go first?
I'll take it.
Let's do it. Let's roast!
It is a real honor to be roasting Patrice O'Nearly Funny. David, you look like the Michelin Man after a tire fire.
Yeah, that shit was all right. Skinhead ass. This motherfucker look like a prison chef. His signature dish is white supremacy souffle.
Oh, that was very funny. Jamar ate all his neighbors. David, It's a good thing your side chick calls you daddy, because your real daughter never will.
This motherfucker looked like he pulled to the roast battle in a as an 18-wheeler. This motherfucker smelled like racism, or in goat pussy.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Great jokes, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And they're all off the dome. Just imagine how funny you'd be if your owner taught you how to write.
You should know, because you look like you host Klan rallies in the belly room.
You look like Tyler Perry presents Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Motherfucker goatee look like it's connected to his jugular. You cut his beard, the motherfucker bleed out for 30 minutes.
Okay, stick to your day.
No more black jokes. God damn it. Jesus fucking Christ, man. No more of that shit. Too many. Jesus. Fuck. How many hot ass black jokes do you have? Fuck that. No more. Shit. Too good, but it's fucking, ugh. No! Oh, nigga, wave, no! All right, one more, go ahead.
The wave wants it.
The wave wants it, yeah, the wave wants it.
Okay.
This show racist, dog. Thank you, Jamar.
Jacob, you killed it tonight, man. That was a funny performance. David. Even when you're missing, you're stoic, dude. Nothing, everything literally bounces off you, man. So you're always a great opponent, man. And you're an easy target, and you take it well. You never laugh at jokes about you, right? Maybe one. They don't hurt at all. But anyway, that was so funny. You guys were a funny matchup, but I do think Jacob, you were sensational, man. Great jokes.
Thank you.
Saudi Prince, before I go to Mike, Saudi Prince, what did you think about this battle you just saw?
This battle satisfied my deepest racist urges. I loved every second of it. It also answered the question for me of what would happen if Bubba from Forrest Gump didn't die and got the shrimp boat, and he then went up against Heisenberg in exile. Hold on, let me try another one. Frat Albert.
Frat Albert?
No, CeeLo Beast. CeeLo Beast. No? CeeLo Beast? No? Okay. Against Chuck Dynasty. I've got so many.
All right, Mike, what'd you think about
that? I think the Saudi Prince worked late at his Uber job. Right?
Saudi Prince is fucking tired, man.
What is it, Saudi? Is it the price of oil? It's stressing you out?
Listen, I've got poppers in my ass, and I heard that we're going to bomb North Korea. Shit is getting fucking crazy over here.
You're sweating like crazy, bro. Jesus.
I mean, if this was any more of a fight between two monsters, we see Japanese people running in terror. It was good. David, I mean, I've seen you be really fucking funny, but I think Jacob was just so fucking prepared and on point, and the riffing just wasn't as good as his writing, so I gotta give it to Jacob all the way.
All right. Hey, audience, do you like David Lucas? Yeah. Or do you like racism? It's really good. Racism was fun sometimes. Hey, make love for Jacob Trimmer, everybody. Jacob Trimmer. Hug each other. Love each other. Great work.
What do you feel about the Rose Battle, Mr. Jack Knight?
What I feel like it's a beautiful.
Like, what do you really feel? Not just the boys.
I think that there's a lot of people who take that. First of all, it's gotten so many niggas jobs.
All right.
With the shit coming out on Netflix, the roast battle shit.
Historical roast?
Historical roast.
We don't talk about that.
Okay, sorry.
what about historical roast?
I said this before Moses got here last time. This nigga Moses has made more jobs than Obama. Like, this,
yeah, that's true.
Nigga, people,
this true. Nigga,
I don't want to talk about it. I'm trying not to be as humble anymore, but I'm like, I'm just not that
this
dude.
This nigga Moses, I've visually seen him make literally comics with 4 minutes of meh jokes get paychecks, get W-9s put in front of them.
My nigga. Well,
I can't name another comedian in the Los Angeles area that has gotten more niggas on than him.
What was that thing?
Maybe Gerard. Gerard and Moses have gotten the most amount of niggas' paychecks.
What was that TLC show with the toddler pageant?
Toddlers and Tiaras or something like that.
That's what I did.
You made a lot of toddlers.
I made 2-year-olds divas, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Oh. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You had a bunch of people that were, why ain't I on? Then you put them on and they realized that I am why I'm not on.
No, it was a...
They weren't ready.
Moses really dead ass is like, hey, bro, not only am I going to have Jack, Jamar, and then a bunch of garbage ass stand-ups go up before the show, I'm gonna have every nigga that be complaining in the comedy store, every nigga that hang out, every nigga think they all gonna get this chance, and I'm gonna put HBO right here, I'm gonna put Comedy Central right here, I'm gonna put FX right here, and they all gonna look at you.
Yeah.
I did everything for you, bro. Can you put a ball in the basket?
No.
And can't. Some niggas can't. People, and then they go, nigga, can you put a ball in a basket?
They can't though.
Okay, bruh. Then it's not his
problem.
You know
what it feels like? Remember that scene from Batman where Jim Carrey's the Riddler and the thoughts just keep coming in his head and he loses his mind?
Okay.
Nigga, that's the personalities I deal with every week. It's literally 80,000 of them kids in my DMs, in my Facebook messages, in my face every time being like, but me. Hey, Moses. And like, I don't know everybody's name. I'm really good with names, actually.
Yeah.
But
well, this is your fault. And I said this to you like a year ago. You.
I'm giving everybody the chance that way they can fail on their own.
No. You're supposed to give everyone a chance. You personality wise open yourself up.
Yeah.
You be in the hallway. Oh, what's your name? Oh, who you are? Oh, who are you hanging out?
Yeah, that's a really good
question. You can ask Moses. Look how I walk through the comedy store.
Yeah.
If I don't know you, my headphones is on.
On that Kaepernick.
I'm on that Whitney Cummings, nigga. I'm here for what I'm doing, and I go home. Because if you
on
if
that
you,
KG commercial,
if you immerse yourselves with these fucking backwater pieces of shit, they gonna think they you,
nigga. Entitled.
I'm not gonna put
kissing babies, I'm shaking hands. When it comes to this thing, when it comes to the Rose Battle, I feel like you gotta be a diplomat. When it comes to everything else,
why though?
I can be in my feelings.
It's yours.
I think we're at this bit of a crossroad where it did grow out of the comedy community. So I think it should serve the comedy community.
Mm-hmm.
That makes the most sense, right? It's almost like the record part. Like, yeah, come back and play at the record, nigga. Like, we put you on. Like, I understand that.
Straight up. Yeah,
but at the same time, we talking about paychecks. Like, you know, and when we're
talking about paychecks now,
no, but I'm saying, but when you're talking about paychecks, you got to make sure you make paycheck decisions, and they're not always the same. Rucker Park decisions aren't the same as NBA decisions.
You mix up both. If this was a fun, we want to see who got it. Sure, you can be Mr. Everybody.
Yeah.
You added money to the equation,
and then that's what fucked everything up.
I was in New York, and I was doing some shows, and then this dude, and then I'm not gonna name the comic.
Yeah.
One of the roast battle comics came in.
Yeah.
And he was talking to the person hosting the show, and he's like, "Hey man, I know Jack Knight. I do the roast battle on TV." I didn't know he said he knew Jack Knight.
Okay.
He's like, "I know Jack Knight. Can I do a spot?" And then the bro looked at me, and then he's like, "You want to throw on your friend?" And I'm not gonna be like, "No,
bruh."
But then bro goes up and bombs his ass off, and my immediate thought was like, if Moses didn't give this nigga the money to come to New York, I wouldn't even have to be dealing with this shit.
Yeah.
This nigga shouldn't leave. He hasn't done enough things to leave LA, and I'm gonna say she, because I'm gonna leave it a little bit more open than that.
Okay,
but he or she should not have. There's a lot of people that are now moving in parts of the comedy world that they shouldn't be, talent wise.
They got the credit
because it is dumbass.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
The
yeah, no, I looted the water.
But to me, to me,
nigga threw a whole bunch of LA tap water.
Nah,
in the
bro,
Brita filter.
I flinted it. I flinted that shit.
Yeah. Nah, but there's a lot of Flint water.
Sorry, comedy.
There's a lot of Flint water comedians out here.
That's that Moses water. You don't want to drink that.
This smells like. This tastes like a bomb.
Now let's meet two people from black areas. We're very white. First lady bringing to the stage is from Oakland.
Yes.
Make love for Paige Wesley, everybody.
Holy shit, two. Wait, Brian, two gay people and now a drag queen?
You can't drag this queen. You can't drag it.
Moses!
It's not the show. Paige Wesley.
Fuck her and fulfill your stereotype.
This is becoming like a role-playing game. What the fuck did that happen? Thanks.
Literally a role-playing game.
Deny the pregnancy and give her her first TV credit.
Just Menace to Society the Musical? Shit. I love it. Paige, how are you? First Great. Question, would you let the wave smash?
Oh, yeah, of course. Just not.
Thank you, Wes.
Just not the white one.
Just not the white one. Right. Just not the white one. You're battling John Michael Bond. Why John Michael Bond?
Well, so he's a ginger.
Yes.
Loves lasagna.
Okay.
Hates Mondays. Unfunny pussy. Let's do this.
From Atlanta, Georgia, John Michael Bond, everybody.
Yes. Fucking
Mr.
Hate
Bond. Mr. Yeah. Bond. Hey. All right, first question.
I just look at them and think to myself, many couples meet on Match.com.
Hey, the Roastmaster's here. What up?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, baby.
What's up, Wave? How are you? Hi, Brian.
Hey.
What's going on?
We're about three battles in. This is our...
Is this roast battle or wrestling?
This is John Michael Bond from Atlanta. This is Paige Wesley from Oakland.
All right, I'm excited. Give him hell. Give him hell.
Give him hell. Oh, and Jamar, Paige says she'll let the wave smash.
Hey, me too.
We had to get that in. First question, would you let the wave smash?
Half of them.
Okay.
Don't fuck this up, me without glasses.
Back to the
future.
That
is the meanest thing you've ever said. How dare you? You fucking disgusting monster. He's beautiful. He's clean and beautiful. How could
you? You're saying that right near you with a hat.
Oh!
Mike, I would have made whatever promise you made with a witch for your face. So, that's fine.
Bring that lack of momentum to your battle, please.
I plan on it.
John Michael, who called who out?
She called me out. No fucking idea why. Never met her before. Never heard of her before. So, it was exciting.
Let's
we travel in the same circles. You'd think I would have noticed. Fucking up gravity. But, it's fine.
It's one round. It's three jokes. Who wants it first?
Go for it.
Damn right. Ladies first. Are we ready? Hey, John Michael. Let's roll.
Thank you. John Michael Bond is so white trash. His birthstone is crystal meth.
Oh, man. Man. Paige, what exactly the fuck happened? You know, you look like you sucked a dick mark. Do not touch at Willy Wonka's factory.
Did you eat the leftovers of that dick? No? That's fine. You're so white.
It's not good, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we all know it's not good. You are so white, and you're a social worker, or as you call it, having black friends.
Oh, man. Paige has auditioned unsuccessfully for Saturday Night Live 4 times. But I think she's gonna get it if they bring back the van down by the river.
That was good. That
it's
was
always
good.
A good sign checking your phone in the middle of the battle.
Just recording. Just
He's
recording.
Watching himself on Periscope right now.
Yeah. Just recording.
Good job.
What you got?
Orange is the new hack. Thank you.
That's good.
Thanks. John was molested by a lifeguard. He had to wait a full 30 minutes to swim after swallowing that load.
Man, what sucks is I still got way more foreplay than you've ever gotten in your life. Like, that's, man. Because that's, my guy cared if I came. So, I don't know.
Here's a fun fact about Paige. Didn't lose her virginity till she was 25 years old. She had fooled around with guys. It just took that long to figure out which fold had a hole behind it.
That's gonna do it. That's Paige. That's Shawn Michael. There's a dog here. He loves the battle. There's a fucking dog here.
battle me other dogs.
Whose dog? What's going on there?
That's my voodoo lady.
What's that?
That's gonna be a sacrifice later.
That's the replacement for Earl.
Hey, there's a secret, all
right? My bad, thank you. Sorry about that. What'd you think about that, Jeff? The battle of your children.
I thought you both had some great moments. I thought she had some more great moments. But at least your shirt's really wrinkled and you look like Jim Gaffigan.
Anyway. At least your shirt's really wrinkled. I like that. Annie, what'd you think?
The van by the river was my favorite joke, but I also am shocked that you waited till 25 to give the world those titties, girl. Let them loose, baby. Jesus Christ. I don't know. So he won, but whatever. You have great boobs.
Young, Jack, and Handsome, what up?
I mean, John beat your ass. You knew what you came into. And I don't really have anything else to say because you're gonna have to live with the night. And I'm not, like, everybody else gonna make fun of you. I'm not that nigga. I'm like the nice nigga.
You sound like a special victims unit cop right now.
Hey, Moses, I'm gonna keep it trucking. I give it to Utah Face, and we gonna keep it going.
That was like a tenant arguing with a landlord at the RV park. Like, I was like, Paige, I'm not used to seeing you like this. Normally there's a bunch of penguins following you around while you try to kill the Batman. This is a new one for me. Big fan, not of your comedy. I'm talking about the fan you sleep with so you don't die from drowning in your own sweat while you sleep.
It's purple.
It's the Battle of the Bulge. They're just in all the wrong places, you know? It's...
Girl, you're pretty. Nah. Fuck them.
But I was like, John, you look like the guy at the methadone clinic who eats lunch by himself. But I think you got it by just a little bit. It was a good battle, though. You guys did great.
No. Keep going with all these jokes you wrote out. Keep going. Keep going with all these fucking
That's
jokes.
That's right. I got a billion, man.
Alex been scrolling. This is crazy.
Yeah. I want to hear more of these. Guys, give me two more of these with John Michael.
Let's see. You look like Philip Seymour Hoffman does now. You look like Dan St. Generic.
Two more.
Paige, you look like Buffalo Bill could skin you and make an entire fall collection. All night!
You didn't even get to that one! He got one more? You don't. Mike Lawrence, take it away.
I mean, this has to bother her because it's proving that you can have quantity and quality. No, this was fun. I can't wait to see the new Mike and Molly when it comes out. Paige, you were funny, but you know, John, I think you're one of the best people that does this. The fucking jokes are so original and amazing, and I always want to see you do it. So,
thanks.
Do you open for him? All right, let's do this.
He just canceled on my show, so this is awesome.
I love it. If you like Paige, make some sounds with your hands and mouth. John Michael Bond, winner. John Michael Bond, hug each other.
Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you, Moses. My name is Jack Knight. Thanks for coming to the podcast. Everyone have a great day.
It's a good show.